All right, metalheads, this is DJ Rim and the Mad Hatter, quote the Raven, here on Rock Addict Radio, and I have the guys from Pitch Black Mass on the line. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing very well. How are you?
Awesome, man.
Awesome. Everything is going great. Why don't we start, if you could introduce yourselves and your spot in the band, and then also anyone in the band that's not with us tonight.
Well, I'm Gordon James Stacy, and I'm the bass player. And then we got Junior Tanguma. He's the guitar player.
I'm Jonathan Sierra. I'm the vocalist for Pitch Black Mass. We also have our drummer, Tony Marin, as well, rounding out the group. Oh, we did not say Matt Webber. We said Matt Webber as well on guitars.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you for doing that. So,
absolutely.
So obviously, you know, things are different right now with COVID-19 and everything we're dealing with. So I guess let's start, if you could just tell us, you know, what were you guys doing before that happened? And then how are you guys kind of using the time now to get ready for once you can do live shows and stuff?
Well, before everything happened, the three of us, being myself, Gordon, and Junior, our guitarist, we had just lost our drummer, so we had then found Tony and Matt, who were previously in another band from Southern Oregon called Shinoa, as well as Lidless Eye, and that once their band ended, we decided to team up with them. Since we were already looking for a drummer, we decided to take on a drummer and a guitarist. And so after that, it was kind of right before everything hit, we were pretty much just getting those two used to all the songs that we had, you know, kind of getting them up to speed. And, you know, doing a little bit of freestyle writing on the side, but, you know, nothing was really sticking. So that's pretty much it. It was just getting everybody up to speed. And then we, right before everything hit, we did one show down in at Point Nine, which is down in Southern Oregon, and that was about it. You know, we did one show, and then everything kind of hit pause for a while, and you know, for a couple of weeks we didn't really jam, and then we decided to start jamming again. And that's
hit it hard.
Yeah, hit it hard. We decided, you know, to use this time wisely, and we've been writing. We've written three new songs, which are our first three new songs with this version of the band. So we're excited to show everybody that this new side of Pitch Black Mass they've definitely never seen before.
Awesome. And when can we expect to hear that?
Very soon.
Well, we have a tentatively, at least, we have a show July 31st at the Eastside Bar and Grill in Portland. So that will hopefully be the night that we'll debut three of our new songs. We've got a fourth in the works right now, but that's still in its early stages.
All right, awesome. And then, so after you do that show, do you plan to release them out for airplay? What are you guys going to do with that?
Well, that's the deal. We're still looking to figure out how we're going to record these songs.
Okay.
And who we're going to record them with. And I think it's a learning process with us all. We have a couple people we've recorded with before, and we're thinking of them, but we're also thinking of new avenues.
Right. Cool.
Yeah, it's something we've constantly had in our mind. You know, we need to get this stuff recorded because people are, you know, they've been wanting something from us, and we, you know, it's kind of feels shitty not to have anything to give, you know, but we want to be really prepared, and we don't want to, you know, we don't want to give them a bunch of shit. We want to give them some quality material.
Exactly.
Yeah. Awesome. So how long has the band been? It sounds like there were some lineup changes, but how long has the band been around?
I think we're going on 2.5-3 years. We were going strong for about 2 years, and then we lost our drummer, and then that's when we picked up the other two guys. So it's probably been about 2.5 years in total.
All right, very good, very good.
But it was really cool, like, joining forces with the guy from from Lilith's Eye and the guy from Shinoa, it was like we never even skipped a beat. Like, we started playing together in the very first practice. We knew it was, this is something that's going to be incredible. It was like forming a mega band, you know what I mean? Like, if you were to put Metallica and Megadeth together all of a sudden, you know?
Right.
That's what it felt like for us.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool. And before I forget, I want to give a big shout out to my brother Carl. Yeah, he's the one that he's the one that hooked us up, your band and myself and Mad Hatter, to set up and help set up this interview. So big shout out to Carl, and he's also the one that made the flyer that we were spreading around to promote tonight too.
Awesome! Yeah, thank you very much, Carl. Cheers!
Cheers!
Carl lives up in the North Atlantic in Newfoundland, so he's up way up there.
Yeah. Well, he's definitely got a connection down here, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome. Definitely badass. So, let's you know, I'm always curious to know how musicians, you know, got to be musicians. So, what type of influences did you guys have in your life that kind of, you know, kind of help push you in this direction to do this?
Well, me, I always played music. I start off playing saxophone and accordion, if you believe it or not.
That's awesome.
I played jazz band in the high school, marching band, all that stuff. And then I had a buddy of mine run away from high school and his parents, and he left his bass at my house. And I pretty much taught myself how to play bass. And then me and some high school friends started playing together. And, you know, we started covering Metallica, stuff like that. And from then, you know, I became a bass player. And I joined a couple different bands here and there. I was in a band called Sloth in Southern California. We did some touring. We were on the Vans Warped Tour for a little bit. You know, I got to kind of do my dream, be a rock star, I thought. I stopped playing for a while, and then our drummer of our older version of Pitch Black Mass brought me into this band, and I started playing bass again. And from then on out, you know, basically my influences are like, you know, Metallica, Cliff Burton, Primus, Iron Maiden, bands like that, Deftones by far, because I got to tour them. Bands like that, you know, and I always wanted to do something different, and that's the cool thing with this band. It, you know, we're metal, but we're not just metal. We got a little bit something else to offer, and you'll hear it in our music.
But as for myself, I guess I feel like I didn't really have that typical of a musical upbringing. I wasn't in a church choir. I didn't have any parents that played music all the time in the house. You know, I kind of had to go on my own self discovery, and I just kind of found a kinship with metal music and the way it made me feel. And you know, I always just kind of had daydreams of being a singer and a famous singer and guitar player up there in front of, you know, big crowds. So I kind of harbored that for a long time until I, started finally jamming with some guys when I was in the military. And, after goofing around on the drums for a while, somebody better came along and pushed me off the drum set. And I guess I had no choice but to pick up the microphone. And that's kind of when it all started for me. I finally got the balls to do what I always wanted to do, and it spurred from there. You know, I moved to Reno, had a band there for about 8-9 years, and then came to Oregon, and Pitch Black Mass is the first band that I helped form and have been a member of, so that's where I am now.
What branch of the service were you in?
I was in the Navy.
Thank you for your service, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
And our other founding member, Junior, a lot of his influence are more country orientated, like, country music and blues music. So it was really cool that we found a way to interpret blues, country, and just regular Southern and classic rock into metal. And a lot of that has to do with Junior, our guitar player.
He's found a very unique way of turning his style into a, I don't want to say a modern metal style, but almost a modern take on what I kind of hear is like a Sabbath-y sound. It's very bluesy, but it's metal. It's got thrash elements in there, but it's still got that core, just deep blues and rhythm and, you know, just a lot of feel to the way that he plays his guitar.
That's super cool. And at that point, that would almost kind of remind me of like some Texas Hippie Coalition or like some Clutch or something like that.
In some ways, we've had with a few songs, we've had some comparisons in that way, and that's cool. You know, we definitely like that sound where it's that groove. You know, that's what we want to have. You know, we want to be heavy as fuck, but at the same time, we want people to
relate. Say,
to either, they don't know if they want a mosh or they want a groove. You know, they don't know if they want to bob their head, they want to fucking awesome. Bang their head to oblivion. You know, that's the kind of, we want to go for that vibe, you know.
Yeah, so cool. Okay, I have a question from the chat from Carl, who set all this up. He wants to know if you had any wild experiences any year at Dustin's Rivera Fest with Leia Jr.
Leia was one of my closest new friends. Meeting him changed my whole life, and losing him changed my life again. Man, meeting that guy was more than anything, and we got a chance to play. We got a chance to play Rivera Fest with Leia 2 years ago, and it was a blast, man. The year after, I've got a pretty scary experience, but I won't go to that one yet.
Yeah, that was the Rivera Fest was a, man, that was a great experience all around. And Leia just, I don't know how much I could even say about him because I only met him, you know, just about the same amount of time as Gordon had. But him as well as, Matt, the guitarist that we have now, were two of the first musicians that I met in the scene in Oregon, just by chance. They happened to be playing up in Portland when our previous drummer and I went up there to help out a bass player that was missing a bass or something. I don't know. But they happened to be playing on the same bill, and it was just so cool to meet musicians that were not up their own ass, that were cool as shit and welcoming, you know, and they just welcomed us with literal open arms.
They instantly became family.
Yeah, and it was just one of those instant connections you know you're going to have for a long time after.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing. I know Carl will definitely appreciate that. And Carl's tuned in, so he's hearing this in real time.
Carl, I got something I can tell you later on, maybe, but not on the air because it has to do with hallucinogens and me jumping off the stage.
The opportunity to be recorded after hours.
That sounds like something that we should be talking about on air. What are you talking about?
Right. No. Spill all the tea on it.
You gotta wait for the tequila to kick in.
So, shameless plug time. Where is a good place for people to go to find out more about the band as far as like social networking, websites, working, and people find you guys?
You know, honestly, mostly right now we have a pretty standard Facebook. You know, that's we had a website for a while, but you know, we honestly weren't really doing anything with it, and we had nothing to you know, contribute to it. So we kind of just gave that up, and we've kind of just been keeping a distance, to be honest, with social media, because we want, like I kind of said before, when we have something to offer, we want it all to come as a package. You know, we want it all to come at once.
And with your Facebook page, you can kind of push it to everybody in one spot. So
yeah, exactly. We'll end up we'll put stuff on YouTube pretty, you know, every once in a while, you know, just of a random, you know, practice that we'll, you know, a video of us just jamming or something. But
yeah, we did a live version of some stuff when we were supposed to play a show and it got canceled. And it was on YouTube and on Facebook. It turned out pretty cool, but, you know, the sound on a live deal in a garage isn't that great.
Right. So how did you guys come up with the name of the band? Where does Pitch Black Mass come from?
Jonathan.
Well, that's what, you know, I want to say that's one of my favorite questions that I never hear asked of bands. That's one of my favorite things I've always wanted to ask bands is how they get their names, and nobody hardly ever asks it. So thank you for asking it.
You're welcome. I ask it every interview.
Well, originally it kind of popped up as a lyric in one of our early songs, and I just happened to be writing it out in Facebook Messenger to the band in a group message, and I typed out that verse, and the verse just happened. It was "Welcome to your constant pitch black mass," and I wrote that out and I sent it, and I was looking at it. I'm like, huh, pitch black mass. And, you know, I kind of thought about it, and you know, I just kind of made, you know, I created this reasoning for it. Like, to me, the pitch black mass is representative of when you go, you have this place inside of you where you keep all the bad shit, the dark secrets, the memories, the bad things you don't say that you've always wanted to say, all those things you harbor, they're kept somewhere inside of you. And when you go to that dark place and you let yourself, you go there and you turn off the light and it's just pitch black, and you absorb everything there is, you absorb that pain and darkness, you learn something from it, and you gain more from it. And it almost becomes a religious experience at that point from what you gain from it. So it becomes your pitch black mass. It's almost like your awakening.
Awesome. Awesome.
I got goosebumps, dude.
That's because I was tickling his inner thigh.
So tell me, because obviously I've been able to listen to, you know, older stuff with you guys. What can we expect with this new music coming out? What kind of sound, you know, kind of what are you hoping to portray with this new music?
Heavy, bluesy, and get out of the fucking way.
I like that.
Nice.
That's a pretty good explanation of it. We've always tried to kind of have bring a darker vibe to the songs that we make, and luckily Junior has always been on board with that. And the way Matt has been creating on guitar as well, it started to come around to that style. So both of them have written one of our, you know, three new songs. They both have a big part in both of those, and they both have a I don't know. Just
their own little style.
There's so much depth to them now that there used to not be with only one guitar. You know, we add so much with two guitars that doesn't sound like just your typical dueling thrash guitarists or anything like that. You know, it's it creates an atmosphere that we've been missing, and it makes our sound full. And blue, you know, like you said, bluesy, and get out the fucking way, and just like a steamroller.
Yep.
Awesome.
Right in your face.
Well, we look forward to hearing it, and I will tell you, when you have tracks for airplay, please send them, and I will get them to the DJs, and I'll also get them on the 24/7 server that runs when there's no DJs live, and you know, so your music will get extra airplay that way.
Absolutely.
Nice.
You got it.
So,
thank you very much.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Happy to help. Definitely. So, what's the craziest thing that's ever happened to you guys at a live show you've done?
Well, you know, the first thing that pops to my mind was, so bands always have those stories of they get those random Monday shows or Sunday shows, and that happened to us. We had a band that was from, man, I think they came all the way from, they were on tour from Texas, and they were kind of like a ska rock band. And they had, someone had pointed them to our direction because they were just trying to find somebody to play with in the area
that day
on a Monday because, you know, it was hard to find. You're like, all right, you know, fuck it, we'll do it. And so, you know, we go to the venue and it's just fucking dead. Like, you know, not even just hilariously dead, not even like embarrassing, just funny. Like, fuck it, let's just goof around and be dicks on stage. And we get into our, we get like 30 seconds into our first song, and we see the touring band's van just pull out of the driveway onto the street and just take off to their next destination. And just leading out the other band.
Wow. More time to play for you.
Yeah, exactly.
To nobody, but
we had fun. We laughed it off. We didn't take it. We understood it. So it's not like we took offense. You know, it was a fucking Monday. We didn't care. You know, it was all right.
Yeah, and you know, I'm sure that happens to everybody at some point in their career.
It was just another practice.
Yeah.
What about you, Gordon? Any stories, Gordon?
I got a good one, but I don't know if I should go there or not.
No. So anyway, I
got a good one. Fuck it. I'll just go ahead and say it.
Do it.
So we played a battle of bands, and I thought we were in line to win this thing, and it, you know, it would have been cool. I'm pretty sure the main guy already had it out for us, because we weren't so professional, you know. So we partied a little bit and played our set, and I ate some gummies after the set, and they hit me pretty hard. I ended up passed out on the couch in the back room, and all the guys took pictures with me, passed out, flipping me off. So that was a pretty good one.
Nice.
And we got third place.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't get first. You got robbed.
Hey, we had a good experience, though. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't think it was that actually caused it, but it could have been.
I didn't show enough skin, is what he's trying to say. I'll work on that.
All right, another question from the chat. This one comes from Carl again. He wants to know if either of you guys have ever gone to jail while out on tour. And specifically because you had to smash somebody's face in because they were being a dick.
I actually have gone to jail while I was on tour, but not because I smashed somebody. Because I went into a store to buy some liquor, and there was a cop sitting out there, and he thought I wasn't old enough. He's all, here, let me see your ID. And I'm like, here you go. And he's all, oh, fuck, we got a warrant for you. And I ended up going to jail while my band went to go play the band's warp tour.
Oh, jeez.
That's a no for me. I've never been on tour, actually.
Well, now you have something to live for. Memories to make.
I get my tales from the road from Gordon.
I have no more warrants, too, by the way.
Good to hear.
We're free to tour. We're free to tour.
No more warrants.
Awesome. Okay. Anything else you want to tell the listeners? Anything you want people to know about the band that we have not talked about?
I want to kind of give a little bit more light to Tony and Matt, our newest additions.
Yeah.
So like I said, they came from, they were both in a couple other bands, Shinoa and Lidless Eye. In both those bands, Tony was still the drummer, but Matt was actually the lead vocalist. And much like Junior was when I first met him, Matt hasn't played guitar for a band, I think for at least 15 years. And so he's kind of having to transition from being a frontman to a guitarist, which has got to be a tough thing to do. But he's really been nailing down and dedicating himself to just getting on the guitar and contributing to the band. So it's just been impressive to watch him take on a new form and to see him work with Tony in a new capacity that I haven't seen him do before.
I also would like to say something as a bass player. I want to pay homage and respect to a fallen brother, Lele. You know, I could never take his place, but it's heartwarming to know that the people around have taken me in and given me a chance to fucking be that bass player. I'll never be him, but he was a good friend, and I miss him very much. And I hope he looks down on us and sees what we're doing as a good thing.
I think he's looking down, giving you guys horns high right now. So,
oh yeah.
Okay.
I actually threw a lyric into one of our new songs that's specifically in relation to the horns he had tattooed on Ted. So I just I wanted to throw a little dedication in one of our songs in some kind of way. So I found it with.
Oh, that's so cool! Look forward to hearing that too, for sure. Okay, Mr. Mad Hatter, you got anything? Anything else for these guys?
Yeah, so from one fellow bassist to another, I've been playing bass for the last, I don't know, 16 years roughly now. And so I've got to know, what is your favorite dream bass? I know what mine is, but I want to hear what yours would be.
Well, I thought it was a Tobias, but honestly, I switched it all up. I played an LTD for a while, and Ibanez was one of my favorite for a long time.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, I switched to Schecter, and I can't stop.
Nice.
I play a 4-string Schecter, a brand new one I just got, and I'm in love with it, dude. It sounds incredible. It's got beautiful action, and nice. It's perfect for what we play.
That's so cool. Yeah, mine just like looks and feel and sound by far would be a Warwick, the Corvette body style on those.
Oh, yep.
God, they are such a gorgeous bass. I love them so much.
I've played a Warwick a couple different times, and I like them. But there's just something about this Schecter I got, man. And it helps, too, because my junior plays a Schecter, too. So okay. It kind of draws the whole sound together, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
And I don't know, you know, the dream is to maybe one day get sponsored by them, you know? Fuck it.
That would be dope, right?
You know what I mean? Like, send me basses, I'll play them, dude. It's all
exactly. That'd be so cool.
Okay.
And I've been playing for like 20 years, dude, so.
Not
the whole time, but, you know, but I played every instrument from saxophone to accordion, to drums, to everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm stuck playing bass, and I'm going to make the best of it.
You know what? I mean, I feel like there's worse things you could be playing up on stage, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, it sucks. All the fucking lead singers and drummers get the bitches, you know? I get stuck with the fucking fat chick.
See, I don't get that, though. Like, the bassist, they got all the finger action. I don't get it.
I know, that's like he's trying to tell them, dude.
Yeah, it's like, you not see what my fingers can do right now? Like, imagine that.
Well, my wife knows, so that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. That's
exactly.
That matters.
Right on. That was a great question, buddy. Good job. Okay, anything else, Mr. Mad Hatter?
No, I think that's probably about it. Actually, I was going to say, in regards to the statement, you know, kind of like getting the balls and being able to like go up on stage and do what you love. Like, it does. It takes so much courage to be able to, like, you know, whether you're singing or playing an instrument or whatever, to just kind of like break that wall down and build the muster and get up on there. So, like, just good on you guys for doing that. Good on you for overcoming that kind of anxiety and that fear and just fucking balls to the wall with it. It's great.
Absolutely, yeah. We love what we do.
We love stage time.
We can't say how much we love. We all love what we do, and we just want to get back out there and show our love to all the people that have been waiting so patiently for us to do so.
For sure.
Awesome. Okay, I have a last minute question come in from the chat. This is probably the most important question of the whole interview, and I say that with a lot of sarcasm. So you can only imagine what's coming at you guys. Who now?
3 inches.
Yeah. Did I jump the gun on that one?
Hey, if you
can, only have one ball.
If you can make it work, you make it work. Who bangs the most groupies?
We're all married. Probably none of us, because we're all married.
Well, that's fair enough. That's a fair answer.
That's probably a boring answer, but that's the truth.
Hey, you know what? You never, that's a question. You never know what kind of answer you're going to get. So
that's true.
I like to say me, but I'm ugly. And I'm a bass player.
Yes, yes. The bass player. The poor bass player.
I don't get it. Yeah, I don't get it. It still baffles me.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for taking time to come on the show. I look forward to the new tunes coming out so we can play them. And this has been it's been badass. It's been great having you guys on here, sharing the stories and talking music. I love it. And yeah, we'll look forward to what's to come, and we'll keep in touch. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Awesome. Thank you very much for the interview. We had a great time doing it.
Awesome. Thank you.
You guys have a great night now.
You too.
Peace.
Peace.